Today I effed up by getting a DNA test and revealing a family secret. This is OKOP, home to the craziest true stories on Earth. I'm Sophia, and Riley, what's your craziest secret?
I'm amphibious. I can use left and right.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here first, brother.
So, WYCZ Star says, I've always been interested in doing one of those at-home kits that tells you your ethnicity estimates. My mother has, for many years, claimed that her own great-grandmother was completely Native American, and I recently learned that this is apparently something common for Southerners to claim.
I am part Native American.
Yeah, but that it is rarely true.
Oh, wait, no, wait. I have facts to back this up.
Mm-hmm. I finally went ahead and bought one of the kits because there's nothing I enjoy more in life than proving my mother wrong. Fast forward a few weeks, I get my results. I am 0% Native American.
Are you happy now?
Which isn't exactly shocking. The real surprise comes from the fact that I'm also 0% Eastern European.
What?
This probably wouldn't mean much for most people, but I happen to be Polish, or at least I thought I was. I have an unpronounceable, very Polish last name. My great-grandparents were Polish-speaking immigrants. My paternal grandfather himself spoke Polish as a child. My first thought was that the test was a mistake. My results came over a week before the projected arrival date, and I knew I should be somewhere around 25% Polish/Eastern European. So maybe there had been an error somewhere at the lab.
So, what do you think after hearing this? What could it be?
Immediate thought, she's not related. Based on the title also, and also the fact that nothing that what her family told her about her like heritage is true for her.
Mm.
Can't be related. Yeah.
But does she say she's white?
I think so. I think she's a white Southerner.
White Southerner.
Anyway, I started digging around through my DNA relative matches. I had matched with an extended cousin with my mom's maiden name, living in the state that she grew up in. So the DNA analyzed was definitely mine, and this was not a switch tube situation.
Ooh.
There were only two possible explanations. Either my own dad was not my biological father, or my Polish grandfather was not the biological father of my dad.
Which one would you want?
Grandpa.
You would want your grandpa not to be your biological your dad, father to your father?
Yeah, I would want my grandpa to not be my biological grandpa.
Okay. But now, okay.
Like, that would suck for my dad, but it would be better for me. Sorry, Dad.
You're going to have to bear that burden. Carry that cross, buddy.
Yeah. I look a lot like my father, so it seemed unlikely that we weren't related. However, there was no strong family resemblance between my dad and his own father. In fact, my grandfather and many of his siblings had a, we'll call it, striking nose that my sister and I had often rejoiced in not inheriting. Also, my paternal grandparents had a disastrous marriage and a bitter divorce. An affair did not seem out of the question.
Oh, so the grandmother.
Yeah, grandmama might have had an affair.
Yo.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's close with him.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Ooh.
My paternal grandfather died over 10 years ago, but my paternal grandmother is still living and I gave her a call. It took a while for me to fully explain the DNA testing to her. She's 87, but we got there. She denied it and tried to explain the unexpected results with a long ramble about migrating European tribes before I was finally able to make her understand that I would be able to test relatives from the Polish side of the family and determine whether or not I was actually related to them.
Oh.
She told me that she didn't think that was a good idea and I should think about it before contacting anyone.
Dude, so she's denying it.
She's denying it, but she's like, also don't fact check me. Don't do that.
This is wild.
You're wrong, but don't check it.
Grandpa died not knowing.
Yeah.
And this is still alive.
But they were divorced. But yeah, that's still.
They were divorced?
Yeah.
Okay.
But still, I mean,
they probably did know.
I don't think he did know. It doesn't seem like he did.
Mm.
I think I knew it right then. But it wasn't until today, 2 days later, that she finally admitted it to my sister. My father had been lied to his entire life about his biological father. So who is my actual paternal grandfather? To be determined. My grandmother promised my sister that she'll tell the two everything when my sister gets into town for Christmas. She requested that we not tell anyone until then. It's too late. My sister already told everyone.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. She should have asked sooner.
But they put it on Reddit.
Yeah. Yeah. So
like literally telling everyone.
Yeah. Grandma was like, don't tell anyone. And they were like, what if we told
Internet
the whole
strangers.
World? What if we didn't know the people that we were telling? Is that okay?
Does that matter?
Is that fine?
That does bring up a yeah. I would rather tell a stranger my deepest, darkest secret
than absolutely.
Anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone feels that way?
Yeah. Well, for me, at least. I can't tell everyone. But like, I feel like, you know, I meet strangers and I'm like, yeah, this happened to me today. I feel this way. And they're like, yeah, for sure.
Nice.
I'd never tell, you know, a person I've known for years that. Mm. Interesting. But there is an update.
There is an update.
Gotta get juicy.
What do you think her excuse would be?
It
was only one time.
Yeah. I think she's gonna be like, I didn't mean to do it. It was, you know, our marriage was failing. It was a different time. I didn't know how to divorce. But I still love you, and your father loved you.
Wow.
It was a different time. I hated your father. He was a mean man, and he was Polish. And I hated him, so I divorced him. That's all. Sorry. I don't know.
That was good. That was, yeah. I like the old person accent.
That was good. Let's get into this update. In my previous post, I said that my grandmother promised to tell all when my sister comes to town next week. Officially, that is still the plan. But my sister, who apparently missed her calling as a special prosecutor, got my grandmother to admit to her over the phone the story of what actually happened. And it is ... interesting.
Mm.
It's juicy. Without going too much into my family history, when I first noticed the inconsistencies in my DNA test, I had an early idea who might be my bio-paternal grandfather. Basically, my grandmother had a long-time family friend that she had known even before my grandfather, PG, to try and distinguish between the two men. I'm going to refer to them as PG for Polish grandpa and BG for bio grandpa. Got it. She and this friend maintained contact for years and years,
ooh,
all the way until both of their second spouses had died and they married each other. Wait. Their kids had grown up together even before they became step siblings as adults, and they are still part of my extended family as quote unquote aunts and uncles, even though bio grandpa died when I was a baby, almost 30 years ago. Over the years, there has been mild speculation that bio grandpa has possibly fathered my dad's younger brother. So they already suspected. No one really took it all that seriously, but he did look an awful lot like one of bio grandpa's and his wife's kids.
Wait.
So there's a younger brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A two for two. Oh.
Because of this, the day I got my test results and figured out what they probably meant, I called my sister and we ordered a test for her best friend, one of bio grandpa's grandchildren, who might be blood related to her.
It would be
her second cousin. Telling this information to grandma was what finally made her admit it. I was going to be matched as a cousin with my sister's best friend, who, although considered a part of my extended family, should have been of no biological relation to me. But here's where it gets a little confusing. My grandmother claims that Polish grandpa was sterile as the result of something that happened to him in World War II.
No!
She says all three of her children are biologically from bio grandpa, but that it was all done intentionally through artificial insemination.
Wait. They had that technology back then?
I guess so. I was also surprised about that.
Also, we have not read this story. I know it. I've checked. It just sounds so similar
to other stories. I've never heard this story before.
I falsely believe this is artificial insemination.
You don't believe it?
I know we have a little bit more to go through, but I don't believe it. I think he was boinking her. I think it was true raw dog, old-fashioned insemination.
Yeah.
Ain't no way they had artificial insemination in the 70s, 80s.
Hold on. When was artificial...
She's going to lie to her face right now.
Insemination invented. Hold on. We're looking it up.
1899?
So that's World War II, you know, wasn't that. So he would have come back latest like 1945, 1946.
How much did it cost, though? Did everyone know about this?
It was probably expensive. but I don't know.
Let me ChatGPT this shit. It gained significant traction in the 1950s.
So it could have been, this could be true.
But, it says, particularly with the development of sperm banks in Iowa.
Maybe they live in Iowa.
What? There's no way.
So what we're hearing is that it is possible for grandma to have gotten artificially inseminated. That's what I'm hearing.
John, I have these like bumps on my neck. Ooh. It kind of like, I don't know, feels like a rash. I'm not sure if it's from surfing or if I have like an infectious disease.
Kind of gross.
A little bit. So I've been like a little worried. Yeah. And I don't want to be worried anymore.
Yeah, that you shouldn't be. You should fix it.
And I think there's one way to fix it. It's going on ZocDoc literally right now and searching for dermatologists near me. I actually just found one 2.8 miles away, has 4.91 stars, 169 views, and there's an appointment tomorrow.
What are you doing here right now?
I'm obviously going to go to ZocDoc right this second.
Let's do it.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you.
And instantly book appointments with them online.
And these docs all have verified reviews from actual real patients.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists.
And you can filter for ones that take your insurance.
And treat basically any condition you're searching for.
The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours.
Sometimes even same day.
I use ZocDoc. We use ZocDoc and you should too.
So go to ZocDoc.com/OKOP and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc.com/OKOP. ZocDoc.com/OKOP.
We're going to read on. She desperately wants this to be kept a secret from everyone, including my dad and his siblings, because she's worried that people will assume the worst about her. My dad and his siblings were born in the early 1950s. Does anyone know what the odds of this were? How common was artificial insemination back then? We just looked that up.
Not common, unless you're in Iowa.
Okay. Well, but not impossible. Would someone have really used a friend as a donor? More than three separate times, my grandmother had at least one miscarriage that I remember her telling me about at some point. My grandmother has a known history of rewriting events in her favor.
Mm. Oh,
I guess it really does not matter at this point why Bio Grandpa was the father, but it's really frustrating to feel like she might just be throwing in more lies on top of everything. And then some answers to common questions from my last post.
So do you think it was artificial insemination? I'm hooked on this.
I don't know.
She did say she rewrites things in her favor, and it was not popular really in 1950s. She has a 1 in 50% I don't know what the statistics are.
Yeah.
The statistics are not in her favor.
And also the two people that could have confirmed are dead. So
damn.
No one can offer confirmation if she's telling the truth, unless there was like some, maybe a doctor's, you know, records or whatever.
Yeah.
That one's
tricky. You know what's messed up though? Is on her birth certificate, it's probably her Polish dad and not her bio grandpa or the dad.
Yeah.
I want to know what the dad feels.
Yeah.
If the dad knows.
They haven't talked about the dad at all.
Or
it's all,
any
it's
of
been
the
about
siblings.
The sisters. It's just been about like the grandchildren.
Oh, and earlier she was like one of my cousins on
bio grandpa's side.
Yeah, it was one of her relatives.
Sister's best friends.
Yeah.
But is her cousin, yeah.
Like they popped up.
Yeah.
Juicy.
But there's some answers to common questions from my last post. A lot of people wanted to know which DNA test I used. I used MyHeritage, but I have no idea if it's better than any of the others. I picked it because it was the cheapest. A lot of people also wanted to tell me that these tests are not very accurate. I don't really know what to say about that, except that it was accurate enough to know that I did not have any Polish ancestry. Some people wanted to know how my dad was taking all of this. He has not yet been told who his bio father was, but he did not have a particularly strong reaction to the original information. His opinion was that it did not particularly matter to him because whoever it was dead anyway. My dad is not one to dwell on this type of thing. My mother thinks my sister and I are being ridiculous for obsessing over the whole thing, but this is the same mother that still refuses to admit that she does not have any recent Native American ancestry. Right, that all started because he wanted to disprove the Native American ancestry.
She wanted to prove her wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good for the dad that he's not dwelling on it. He's just like, I guess it's not my dad. Oops. Yeah.
Dude, that's
That's crazy, man.
That is so crazy. it's
they really uncovered so much.
Yeah. I hate that the dad.
Yeah.
No clue.
Yeah. Why? I wonder why they're not telling him, because they told him that Polish grandpa's not his dad, but not that bio grandpa is, like, not who the bio grandpa is, which I'm like, why are they withholding that? Maybe he said, I don't want to know. Maybe they're like, hey, we got some information. And he's like, don't tell me. I don't want to hear about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. No, I think someone's keeping something, and it's probably grandma.
Mm.
There's some more secrets to be uncovered.
More secrets.
If they're brave enough to find them.
Oh,
some
man.
Nancy Drew stuff. Yeah.
Poor Polish grandpa.
Yeah. Sterile. Unless he was a bad guy. Maybe he was. No. Oh, he was sterile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If according to grandma, they did get divorced, but according to grandma, that's not the reason why. Yeah, it was artificial insemination. So it was on purpose.
In a world.
Yeah.
You have a partner.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's sterile.
Yeah.
Who are you going to go to get some fertilizing goodies? You're going to go to a friend, or are you going to go to a bank where you're not going to have children? Or are you going to adopt?
I could adopt. I'd be okay. I'd be okay with that.
You'd be okay?
Yeah.
But what if you're like, setting your heart, you want to birth a child?
I don't want to birth
go
a child.
That.
I really don't want to birth a child.
This is another Sophia.
Okay, this is another Sophia that really wants to birth a child.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I don't know. If I went to a sperm bank, I would only do that under the... like if I was able to get medical records, like if they weren't closed, because I feel like it's a little bit dangerous to not know anything about the sperm donor.
Mm-hmm.
Not because, like, you know, the child might be born, with like things that you're not expecting.
Yeah.
Or like something that you're not expecting, but just you won't be able to treat it. Or like, let's say they have some sort of heart defect or something, and you won't be able, you don't know to check for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would only do that if I could get.
So not one of your friends?
I don't know.
I'd probably choose Sam.
Sam's I definitely some, wouldn't choose Sam.
Well, no, not you. But I'm just saying with my partner, if I was like, didn't have any shooters, which impossible. Yeah. Come
maybe
on.
A friend. Maybe. I'd have to think about that.
Or our other friend, the musical friend that we have. I'd choose him. He's a good looking guy. Who else would I choose?
Yeah, you're like, who's good looking?
No. Oh my gosh. No, the other musical friend that, I'm just going to say his name. I would choose him. He's handsome. Oh my gosh. Yes. I would, if I had to be someone for a day, it would be him or Matthew McConaughey.
Wow.
Yeah. That's who I would pick. Yes. I figured it out. I need to text him that.
You need to text him that?
Yeah.
But that's the end of that story.
You love us. Make sure to subscribe.
We love you. And
see you tomorrow.
This is an episode from Deep Within the Archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind. I caught my son hooking up with my brother's wife, and then it somehow got worse.
I decided to join in.
I, 44 female, walked in on my son, 18 male, hooking up with my sister-in-law, 34 female, who is my brother's wife, in a cabin, and I think they have been doing it for a while. My brother, 37 male, moved in with us in February with his wife and two children. My husband, 44 male, and I have a big house on a farm. My husband is a farmer. And everyone was working from home, so we thought it would be a good chance to stay together as a family for my nieces to spend time on the farm. Now, I have three children, and all of them live with us. Oldest is 18 male, and the other two are 16 female and 13 female. On the day my brother arrived, I wanted to get groceries with my son, and we went to the pharmacy to get his gym supplements, and I bought the grocery food.
His gym supplements. He's probably a beefcake, this 18-year-old.
Oh, yeah. Just lifting those weights.
Oh, yeah. You like this, brother's wife? Like these guns?
He's just like, oh, look at that. You got some little definition there. He's just sitting outside of the family's room. Uh-oh. Yeah. 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 I saw some protection in my son's plastic bag.
Huh.
I saw them when we arrived at the house. Two packs of 36 each. So 72 in total. I mean, that's a lot.
Hey, what else are you going to do during COVID? What else are you going to do in a cabin in the woods, huh?
He's laying it down, apparently.
Yeah, he's laying down some pipe.
I didn't think anything of it. I thought he had just gotten a girlfriend and wanted to be safe. Everything was fine and everyone got along. My sister-in-law and son would go on an early run around the farm and everything seemed totally normal until...
Oh, gosh.
Last month when they left their run, but I was baking and I never saw them make the rounds around the farm, which was weird. You know, they're not running the usual path.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they found a new Strava,
there's plenty of Strava running guides.
You know, they're exploring something else.
Yeah. Circles around the bedroom.
I asked them about it and they decided to hit the road. My sister-in-law and son seemed to have a very good bond. Yesterday, I came home from a friend's house early in the morning and the sun wasn't up yet. And it was a little dark, but I saw the cabin that we had on the farm was open and the light was on. I thought maybe one of the employees had just forgotten to lock it up. So I went to close the door and switch off the light. But as I got closer,
oh no,
I heard people doing it. And I took a peek and I discovered it was my son and sister-in-law.
Oh, no. What did she say?
Room for one more?
Oh, no, John.
Hey, you started it. You started it.
I would never say anything like that.
Roll it back, editor. Roll it back.
And somehow it got worse. I decided to join in.
Now, you want to know what the OP did?
What did OP do?
I didn't confront them because I was so in shock. Now, I still haven't told anyone what I saw, and I don't know what to do. Should I confront them? Should I tell my brother? Should I tell my husband? I am so confused.
You should definitely tell your brother, bro.
Yes.
Family before the hoes.
I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I'm sure that they've been doing it for a while. My son was always at the house and never brought over a girlfriend. And the morning runs around the farm... Do they really go on the run or are they just doing it? The close relationship, etc. There's a lot of evidence stacking up.
Yeah, they've been doing it for ages.
But there's something else, Sam.
Tell me there's an update.
There's an update!
Wait, but really quick, she should tell the brother for sure, right?
Yes, of 100%. Course she yeah. should. First, I want to thank everyone for the advice I got in the original post. I'll try to keep this update short. As was suggested by many of the comments, I decided to tell my husband first and proceed from there. My husband lost it. At first, he thought it was a joke, which is reasonable because that's a crazy thing to happen. We talked about the issue and we decided that we should first talk to our son before talking to my brother. We confronted our son with what I saw. He already knew what was going on because he saw my Reddit post and put two and two together.
Yo.
Wow.
His heart must have sunk when he read that Reddit post.
He did not deny anything. He told us him and the sister-in-law have been doing it since last February while he was still 17.
Yikes.
Yikes. My brother said it started on the sister-in-law's birthday he attended where they got wasted and started doing it in the bathroom and they've been having meetings at hotels and sneaking off at family gatherings ever since. After my son's confession, my husband just lost it and told my son to leave the house and go to our condo in town as he didn't want to see him in front of him at this moment. When my son was gone, my husband stormed into my brother's room and told my brother everything.
Wow.
And at this moment, the sister-in-law was not at the house. My brother lost it, packed his stuff, and took the kids. They
no.
have kids. They have kids and left. He asked where my son had gone and said he wanted to teach him a lesson. Woo-wee. Man.
This is some country freaking justice.
We didn't tell him, and he eventually left. Sister-in-law didn't return. I think my brother might have called her, or my son warned her, and she's afraid to come back. Her things are still at the house. In all the screaming and shouting, my daughters heard everything and are devastated that their family might be ruined, and they miss their brother and are afraid my husband won't ever let him in the house again. My husband hates all forms of infidelity to the core, and has always drilled this into our two eldest heads, that they must never cheat on anyone or be in a relationship with someone else in a relationship. I know I did nothing wrong in this, but how will I ever look my brother in the eye again? He won't answer calls or texts. My husband said I should just leave him, give him time to heal. My son has left the condo because he's afraid of what my brother will do to him. Dang, they're on site with it. Like, this is crazy. And he's now hiding at a friend's house, and he won't tell us which friend. No. No word on the sister-in-law.
How to fuck up your family 101.
I mean, there is no more effective method.
No. This really is, you go nuclear. You know, if you want to destroy your family, that's how you do it. I don't think OP did anything wrong. It's just such a fucking hard
situation.
It's tough.
Like the fallout sucks.
She was handed the, you know, the flaming bag of crap
sandwich.
You
yeah,
know what I mean? It's like it. Literally, like
shit,
what else?
Again.
What else can you do? You had to tell him. It's not a good situation.
Not at all.
If you thought this was crazy, check out this one where Opie finds out they're dating their brother. This podcast isn't rated 5 stars.
Well, it's your own damn fault.
You got 2 thumbs and a brain, don't you?
What do you think? Stars grow on trees?
They don't.
So go to OKOP's profile page on Spotify, click about, then rate 5 stars.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.